Morning, guys. Good to see you. And such a wonderful day to celebrate together, Sabbath day. Well, I'll tell you what, I grew up far away on the other side of the world in a country where the main thing you could be happy about in life in those days, in like 60s and 70s, was a good meal. A good meal is a great thing. And guess what? Today we have both. We have Sabbath and we have a good meal. And it's also my favorite meal. It's the day, we call it Thanksgiving meal, sort of Thanksgiving meal, where we have potatoes. And if you were a little boy or a little girl in Ukraine, then you're happy about potatoes. Potato is the best thing you could have. Yeah, and I still love potatoes. Once upon a time, about 30 years ago, I lived here in Lufkin, and I pastored this same church 30 years ago. I was young. I was, maybe close to 30. And somebody from the church invited me over to their home to eat a lunch. And they made potatoes. And as they were making potatoes, they said, "Hey, I don't know how to make gravy. Anybody knows how to make gravy?" And I love cooking. He said, "I know how to make gravy." So I went and I mixed the butter with some flour and some garlic and onion spices. And it was making nice gravy. And then I noticed that the lady of the house was mashing her potatoes together with the skins. Oh, what a horrible thing. I looked, potatoes with the skins? Back home, we never do that. We want our potatoes to look golden, smooth, and nothing in it, you know, because it looks ugly to me, potatoes with the skins. And I looked and I thought, should I say anything about that or not? And then I was glad I didn't say anything, because while she was doing that, she taught me something very important. She said, potatoes have most of their vitamins and nutrients in what? In the skin. And it's good to have the skin. And sometimes I feel like, oh man, those French fries look so good. They are just gold and just beautiful, and I want them. But I forget that sometimes it may not look as pretty with the skin and all that, but it's good for me. So I want you to remember, whatever looks good, it's not always the best. And sometimes what doesn't look very good could be the very best thing you could need, could have. So as you go back, remember when your mama or your daddy or anybody else, your teacher, for example, tells you to do something the way they think is right, remember that they know best. Just like that lady taught me a lesson, right? I knew it all. No, I don't know it all. So God bless you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have the very best for us in every way, in every respect. We thank you for that, and we ask that you will make us teachable so we could learn the very best from you. In Jesus' name, amen.